We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Koyach V'Harsho, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Yud Tes. Rav Nosson Zal went off on a tangent for a while the past few Shiurim, discussing a number of different topics, the 3 weeks, Shabbos, Kiddush Friday night, the Churban Beis Hamikdosh, and now he's taking us back into the topic of Choshen Mishpat and tying it together with the chapter on Likutei Moran that this is based on again, chapter 15 in Likutei Moran, and with everything we've learned about so far. V'zeh b'chinas kinyan b'maymad shloshton. Based on what we've been learning here till now, we'll be able to understand one of the concepts in Choshen Mishpat, in business, which is being able to acquire something when all three players are present. Meaning, shekisheyesh l'Reuven mona biyad Shimon, when Shimon owes Reuven $100, Reuven's the lender, Shimon was the borrower. Shimon owes Reuven $100, v'himchohu l'Levi b'maymad shloshton, and Reuven gave instructions. He told Shimon, you owe me $100. Instead of giving it to me, I want you to give it to Levi. If he did it when all three were present, kona, the deal is locked. Levi actually acquires that money from that point on. The money belongs to Levi. It's no longer Reuven's, it belongs to Levi. V'hu hilchasa b'lo taima. This is a halacha without any clear logic. In other words, how did it become his? We know according to the Torah, you have to make a kinyan. You have to do a physical action. Here there was no physical action. Just by saying, don't give it to him, that does it. V'davka kisheyesh lo imona biyad Shimon. And the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch tell us this would only apply in a case where Reuven's money is in Shimon's pocket. No, Shimon borrowed $100 from Reuven, or Reuven deposited $100 with Shimon. That's the only case where this could work. Whereas, if Reuven's money was not in Shimon's pocket, but rather Reuven said to Shimon, "Do me a favor, Shimon. You give Levi $100 from your money." V'hu yachzer v'itin loy, and I'll give it back to you. Loy kona. Levi has not yet acquired that money. V'chol echod mishloshton yochal achzer boy, and each one of the three of them can back out of it. Reuven can say, I changed my mind. Shimon can say, no thanks. I'm not your bank, I'm not your agent, you know. And Levi could say, I don't want to get anything. I don't want anything from Shimon. All three of them can cancel out. If the statement was not made with all three present, number one, and if it's not a situation where Reuven's money is by Shimon. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to use the chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Tesvav, which we've been focusing on throughout this whole halacha, where we spoke about Mishpat and Yira and Das, and Rav Nosson Zal is going to use that to explain on a spiritual level, what's going on here? Ki kol hakinyonim heim bebechinas hadas, because all acquisitions and transfers of ownership are all related to das. Ki ikar hakinyon al yedei hadas, because the whole concept of acquiring something or transferring ownership is dependent on das. We know this comes up in Shulchan Aruch many times regarding, for example, a lulav, the mitzvah of lulav. You have a father who buys a lulav esrog, you know, the dalet minim. He pays $200, $300, and he gives it, and he decides it's in the, you know, the first morning of Yontif, the first day of Sukkot, and his little six-year-old son is screaming. He wants to do the lulav. He wants to do the mitzvah of lulav. And daddy says, no, wait, I go, I'm the dad. Who cares, daddy? I'm first, I want to do it. and daddy can't handle the screaming, so daddy says, okay, here you go. I'm giving you the lulav. Go ahead, make the bracha, shake it and everything. Okay, you finished. Now can I have it back? And the kid says, no, daddy, in some cases. Or even if the kid says yes, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that a child under a bar mitzvah, he can acquire something, or you can give him something, but he can't give it back necessarily. He doesn't have the das, the level of intelligence, that his giving qualifies as a transfer of ownership. That takes a certain level of das. We know, again, in a court of law, wherever it is, you come, somebody says, this person get... But, and if we find that the person was 3 years old, the court says, have a nice day. What are you, nuts? What a three-year-old child does doesn't count at all. It has no legal... No, but he signed here. He wrote ubu-dubu. You know, he signed, isn't it? Doesn't mean anything. He's a minor, and a minor doesn't count. Here, the Torah is telling us that in order for there to be a kinyan, it requires das. Ki ikar ha-kinyan al yedei ha-das. Because the whole concept of acquiring or transferring ownership is based on das, bebechinas, as the pasuk says, das konisa ma chosarto, das chosarto ma konisa. I'm sorry, it's a Gemara in Adorim, page 41. If you have das, what are you lacking? And if you don't have das, what do you own? So again, we see without das, the person's possessions and everything are not connected to them. The wire that attaches everything to me is my das. And this is what's behind all the different types of kinyan that our rabbis discuss throughout the Gemara, throughout the Shulchan Aruch. She'efsher liknois shum dovar kim al yidei kinyan shetiknu, whereby a Jew cannot acquire legal ownership of something unless they do a kinyan, they perform a kinyan based on what the rabbis have defined. Kigoin, for example, meshicha. Meshicha means where I take the object and I move it. I move it towards myself. This camera, this whatever it is sitting over here. It belongs to Reuven. And now Reuven says to Shimon, give me $50 and it's yours. He gives him the $50. And when Shimon makes the meshicha, when he takes the item and moves it towards himself, that's one of the forms of acquisition. Oy hagbor, another form of kinyan is picking the object up, lifting it up. Oy kinyan sudar, or a kinyan called sudar, where it's an exchange, they exchange items, a type of barter, ukiyotze, and other types. Ki be'emes bevadai roi liodom sheyikne bediburoi levad. Rav Nosson Sal explains, the truth is, the way things should really work is that if someone says, if Reuven says to Shimon, I'm giving you my car or I'm giving you my watch, that should really be enough. Ki bevadai osur l'shanos diburoi. Because we know according to the Torah, once you say something, you're not allowed to retract your words. Ach mashiyacholim lachzor b'loy kinyan. However, this that we find that according to Torah law, a person can retract his words as long as there wasn't a kinyan made. Humachma sha'adayin lo nimshach hadas b'mechir azois kolz man sheloy hoyobo kinyan gomor. It's because until an actual kinyan is performed, there hasn't been a serious das included in the transaction. The kinyan is a form of das, as we're going to see soon. Rav Nosson Zal is going to make this very clear. Ukemuva beloshen Rabbi Sein Zal, as we find the wording that's used in the Gemara, adayin loy samcha daite. The person is not yet totally calm in his mind. He's not yet completely assured that it's his until he performs an action, until a kinyan is made, until he moves it, until he picks it up. It's not yet clear on an intellectual level that it's mine. Ki ikar ha-kinyan hu bedas daiko kanal. Because as we said before, what makes the acquisition is the das. וחכמנו זל שיערו בדייתם והסגוסם על ידי איזה קניין נמשך הדעס אל הקניין. And our rabbis, our great, great rabbis, who were so smart and so bright, they calculated and they were zoche to understand the ways of Hashem and how the world works and how life works. And based on that, they determined what qualifies for a kinyan. That when this action has been performed, then it's clear to both sides and it's clear to everyone that the transfer of ownership has been completed. And from that point on, there's no going back, there's no retraction. Ve'al pi ze tiknu kol ha-kinyonim l'chol dover v'dover kedinoi. And it's based on the rabbi's understanding of life and people and Hashem and Torah and everything. Based on that, the rabbis defined for us what qualifies as a valid kinyan. What's considered enough of an action that everybody knows. They know, das, everybody knows and realizes and understands that the transfer of ownership has been performed. Ki shiaru, because the rabbis calculated and evaluated, shezeh hadavar, nigmar bekinyan zeh, that this item, a cow, a horse, you can acquire it through mashicha by simply taking the rope and pulling, walking with that horse a couple of feet. You don't have to pick up the horse. You don't have to hire a crane and pick it up. You don't have to package it. Just moving it alone is enough. Kalidei zeh hadovor samcho daite v'gomar u'makne b'leiv sholem u'bedei v'shlema. Because through this action, the owner relies on that, both the owner and the one receiving it, both are solid in their minds that he's transferring it wholeheartedly. The other one is accepting it wholeheartedly. Shaydeze ikar hatik kinyan, and that's what really makes the kinyan work. Nimtza. So therefore, we conclude from this sheikar hakinyan hualidei heora sadas, that what's really behind all the kinyanim that the Torah speaks about is the das that's involved. That it's got to be that everybody is clear in their mind that this transfer of ownership is being performed and it's accepted by both sides. V'alkein, and therefore, Maimad Shloshton, if all three parties are present, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, in our case, and Reuven tells Shimon, you know the $100 that you owe me? Do me a favor. Don't give it to me. Give it to Levi. If that's affected in the presence of all three, koine b'lishum kinyan. Levi acquires that even before he takes it in his hands, even before he picks up the $100. That $100 that's in Shimon's pocket or in Shimon's drawer now belongs to Levi. Because since Reuven has money of his that's in Shimon's possession, and Reuven has the ability to extract that money, to get that money back from Shimon, but in a court of law, Reuven can prove, I have a document here that says, on this and this day, I lent him $100 and he never gave it back to me. Al kein yesh koyach b'hamishpot lohitzi adover me'aloive u'lahaknois lelevi b'maymad shloshton b'lishum hakno klal. Therefore, the mishpot, the court, the forces of law and order, the legal forces, have the power to take that $100 out of Shimon's ownership and transfer the ownership to Levi, or Reuven's ownership. It was originally Reuven's. Reuven lent it to Shimon. The Mishpat has the power to transfer that to Levi as long as all three parties are present at the time that this declaration was made. Belishum hakno klal, without the need for any actual kinyan. Ki kishe Reuven metzava l'Shimon aloive shitan amoy shesh l'yodei l'Levi b'mayu shloshton. Because when Reuven gives instructions to Shimon, the borrower, that he should give the money, Reuven's money, that Reuven lent him, he should give it to Levi, And that's done b'maimat shloshton, in the presence of all three. Zehu b'chinas aliyas hayira hanefula l'shoyresh hadas ayidei b'chinas mishpat. This is an example of the fulfillment of what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran, that we're taking the yirois nefulois, we're taking the fallen yirois, and we're elevating them to das through the use of mishpat. Shaydeze nishlam hadas kanal. And by elevating those yirois nefulois to das, through that we complete the das. The das becomes solid. V'alkein nikne miyad, and that's why the transfer is effective immediately. The kinyan takes effect immediately. Ki kol hakinyonim hem al yidei shleimus hadas. Because as we said before, the whole concept of kinyan is about shleimus hadas. When the das is complete, when all of us are on the same page, we are all agreeing in our minds to what's taking place, the das is b'shleimus, that's when the kinyan is affected. As we quoted the Gemara that said, Das Konisa, Das Konisa, that Das is Kinyan. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this much clearer. In the next paragraph, he's going to show us where's the Yiris Nefulois, where's the Mishpat, where's the Das. He's going to make it perfectly clear. Paragraph Chof. And we've had a little bit of this before, not in this halacha, but in some of the previous halachas in related to halva, borrowing and lending, Rav Nosson Zal gave us these concepts earlier. So some of this is going to be a little bit of a review explaining what it means to borrow money from somebody on a spiritual level. Because this that Shimon owes Reuven money, Hu eved loive leish malve. The Gemara tells us that a borrower is a slave, a servant to the, he's in servitude of the lender. The cholzman shu meshubet lechaveroi v'chayev le'ezechoyiv, and so long as a Jew owes money to another Jew, which means he's indebted to him, ze bechinas yira nefula. That's an example of a fallen yira. That the yira, this attribute of yira, respect and fear, which is supposed to be devoted only to Hashem. A Jew's yira is supposed to be 100% focused on Hashem. When somebody borrows money from somebody else, we see that the one who's borrowing money, his yira is not 100% focused on Hashem. Shemishom ikar ho anius v'hachoyvois, because it's as a result of a weakness and a deficiency in yira, that's what causes poverty, and that's what causes people to have to borrow money, to get into debt. How do we see this? Ki mi shezoiche leyira b'shleimus, because when a Jew's yira is perfect, ein choser loy shum dovor, that person is not lacking in anything. He wouldn't have to borrow anything from anybody, because yira is synonymous with having everything you need. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ki ein machsor liyareyov. Those who respect Hashem are lacking nothing. They're not lacking anything at all. Ki al yidei yira nishlam hadas kanal. Because as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran, when the yira is all in its proper place, which means the yira is plugged into das, then the das is bishleimus. U'kesheyesh loy das, ein choser loy dover kanal. And when a person has solid das, they're not lacking anything. Bechinas, as the Gemara says, das koniso ma chosarto. If you have acquired das, what are you lacking? You're not lacking anything. Kikol hachesroinois, v'ho'anius, v'hadachkus sheyesh lodom, hurak machmas chisoroin habitochin. Because any time that a person feels that they're lacking anything, or they're poor, or they're under financial pressure, it's an indication that the person is lacking in bitochin, in complete trust in Hashem. Because if the person's trust and respect for Hashem was 100% solid, that person wouldn't have any worry in the world. That person would feel 100% secure. The same security that somebody else has when he has $100 million in the bank. A Jew who has solid bitochin in Hashem feels more secure and more confident than the guy with $100 million. V'lo yehoyo choser le'dovor. The person would not feel that they're lacking anything at all. They're not missing anything. As the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah chapter 17, Boruch hagever asher yiftach b'Hashem v'hoyo Hashem iftachoy. Blessed, fortunate is the person who trusts in Hashem and Hashem is his security. Not $100 million, not Hashem, like it says on the American coins, in God we trust. Unfortunately, most people, though, the God is the money, is the dollar bill. That's the G-O-D. But for a religious Jew, it's Hashem that I ain't trusting the dollar or the yen or the euro, the shekel, all trash, all nonsense. I trust only Hashem. My faith and trust and security is Hashem. And as long as Hashem is alive and well, I'm okay. The dollar went up, it went down, the shekel, they closed the bank, they do all it. It has nothing to do with me. My security is not dependent on that whatsoever. My security is Hashem. As the pasuk goes on to say, v'hoyo ke'etz shosul al palgei mayim. That person is like a tree that's planted in a place where there's an abundance of water. So that again, that tree lacks nothing. U'bishnas batzoires lo yidog. And in years of famine, this person has no worry at all. Ve'ikar habitochon hu bechinas yiro b'shleimus. Now, how do we define the word bitachon? There are sforim, there's thousands of pages written on this. All kinds of sforim that all kinds of thinkers, Jewish thinkers, try to write. How do we define bitachon? Rav Nosson Zal says, you want to know what bitachon is really all about? Bitachon is yiro b'shleimus. It's complete, total respect for Hashem. Dahainu, which means shenishmar miyirois hanafulois, that the person avoids having respect or being afraid of anything else. Ve'ein lo shum yira nafula mishum davar. The person is not afraid of anything else. Rak me Hashem yizborach, only Hashem. All of his respect and security and trust is devoted only to Hashem. Oz hu bevadai boiteach b'Hashem yisporach. When a person's in that mode, that person definitely trusts Hashem completely. Ki zeh ikar habitochin. Because this is really what bitochin is all about. Shelo yira, again, he defines it clearly here. Shelo yira ve'yifchad mishum dovor. Where the person is not afraid of anything. Nothing ruffles his feather, nothing worries him, nothing imposes any kind of fear, insecurity. Rak me Hashem yisborach levad. Only Hashem, nothing else. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya chapter 12, Evtach, I trust in Hashem. What does that mean? V'lo yefcha, that I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of anything or anybody. Bechinas, as Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim chapter 56, Bahashem botachti, I trust in Hashem, lo yira mayase boser li. I'm not afraid. What can any human being do to me? How can anybody harm me? Hainu, sheyesh loy bitochon sholem b'Hashem yisborach. The person has complete trust and faith in Hashem, ve'ein loy shum yira nefula. And therefore, the fear and respect is not allocated to anything else. It hasn't dropped away from Hashem. It hasn't moved away from Hashem onto anything else. No yira nefula, no shum pachad klal, ve'ein loy doyei klal, and the person doesn't worry at all, ma yoichal lemochor, what am I going to eat tomorrow? Shezehu b'chinas yirois nefulois. That's an example of a yira nefula, of the wrong type of fear. People are afraid and insecure. Well, even though I have money in my wallet now, but that doesn't, so what? What about tomorrow? What about the next day? What about in 6 months? What about paying for camp for the summer for my kids? What about this? What about the bar mitzvah that's coming up in 6 years? I have to tefillin, and my kids are going to get married in 30 years. What? How am I going to pay for it? Shezehu ikar ho'anius. That's the real definition of poverty, of being poor. Ki ein oni ela min adas. Because the Gemara says in the Dorim again, that the definition of poverty in Judaism is poverty in das, where the das is not b'shlemus. The person doesn't get it. They don't get it that there's a Hashem. And as long as Hashem is around, there's nothing to worry about. It's all beseder. In America now, and other places, they came up with this expression. Anytime anybody hears anything going on that sounds like it's not good or something happened, they say, it's crazy. It's crazy. Did you hear what happened? It's crazy. And the question is always, who's the it's? Are they saying Hashem is crazy? Is that what they're saying? There's no it's. Anything that's happening in this world is because there's somebody at the controls who's in full control 24/7 and totally aware of everything going on at every single second and moment. So there's no such thing as it's crazy. There's no, everything that's going on, Hashem is fully aware of, conscious, controlling, and it's all for the best in terms of us as Jewish people. Because a person who is poor in das, ve'ein daitoi b'shleimus, his das is not perfect. And here again, the das here we're talking about is not mathematics. The das means recognition of Hashem. That's the most important das. So anybody that's lacking in that das in any way, v'zehu machma sheloi heles hayiras hanefuloi saladas, and that's because this person is still afraid of other things. They have this misplaced yira. Their fear is of all kinds of other things, their insecurities and everything. And because of that, they have not yet elevated the yira to where it's supposed to be, to the das, to Hashem. Vos kishayesh lo yiras nefulois, hu bevadai oni mamish. And therefore, so long as a person is suffering from those insecurities, from those fears, from that lack of confidence, lack of trust, that person is a pauper. That person is a poor person. Afilu im yesh lo kol hayin di alma. Even if he's a billionaire, he's a pauper. Ki das chosarto ma konisa. Because if you don't have das, if you don't know where it's really at, if you don't know that there's a Hashem running the world, and all of your money is from Hashem, and the one who gave you life is Hashem, everything is from Hashem, if you don't know that, what do you have? What you have can be taken away tomorrow. And the insecure, you live with fear and insecurity all the time, no matter what bank it's in, no matter what vault it's in, no matter what your investments are. Ki afilu im hu oshir godol, even if he's a very wealthy person, hu mole daigois, v'tzar, v'yisurim, u'pechodim tomid. The person is full of worries, pain, suffering, insecurities, all the time, all day, all night. V'chol yomov kasum achoivos. And the person's always nervous, angry. V'ein loy shum nachas u'menucha. The person has no peace of mind, real peace of mind and tranquility. V'shum chiyus klal. And the person has no life. Person doesn't real. V'hu chai chayei tzar yoyser mikol ho'aniyim sheboilam. And in many cases, this person is suffering more than all the poor people in the world put together. Some of the rich guys are more. Proof is, again, why do these guys commit suicide? Why do these guys all in rehab and in drugs and everything? If they're so comfortable, if things are so good, why are they with 12 therapists and psychiatrists and psychologists? Ki hu mole daigois upechodim yoima. He's full of worries and fears and insecurities. Yoimam lo yanuach, by day he can't rest. Laila lo yishkoit, at night he's not silent. Machma shebechol yoim nischachin loy daigois upechodim chadoshim, because every single day he has new worries. Me adoinim vesorim. They just elected this new guy to government. Who knows if he'll make changes to the economy? Who knows he wants to shift this? He wants to raise the taxes. He wants to do this. V'chashash ganovim v'listim usreifois v'zeikois. And the fear of being robbed and fire and all kinds of other damages, floods. V'kamamine hafseidim hashchichim v'shenim shchichim. And all types of losses, all types of potential losses. Those that are more prevalent and those that are less prevalent. V'gam mitzta'er b'chol eis. Al riboy ha'hoitzoy shel beisoy. And these guys usually are always nervous and angry about seeing how much spending is going on in their house, how much money is being spent. This kid, this one, she bought that, my wife bought that. Why'd you buy it $100? You could have gotten it for $50. Oh, stop being a big deal. It's only $100. You know, all of this stuff that's normal in people's homes, in people's lives, when there isn't serious, total trust in Hashem. Ki nidmeloi shehoitzo yitzeir al ha'arevach. Because the person's always worried and feeling that they're spending more than I'm making. Ukiyotze boze, and other similar things to this. Rabu misape riboy hadaigois midaigois shoyne shesh kolech vech beprotis plishir b'chalyam b'chalyam b'chalyam. Rabbi Nosson says there's so many different flavors of this, so many different versions of this, that we can, it's innumerable to describe the different worries and nervousness that goes on by wealthy people, supposedly, because of all of this lack of das. Ve'ein rega b'loy pega, and the Torah says there's never a moment without something happening. Suddenly we get this extra. Oh, we have a. Oh, now I'm gonna have to pay for that. How am I gonna pay for this? How am I gonna pay for that? U'kimayshom rabbi sein uzal, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, mar ben achosim, mar bedaiga, that the more possessions a person has, the more worries they have in their lives. V'chol ze machmas yirois hanafulois. And all of this is because of these misplaced fears and insecurities. Machmas she'ein loy bitochon sholoim b'Hashem yisborach. Because the person does not have total trust and confidence in Hashem. Ki im hoyo loy bitochon b'Hashem yisborach b'shleimus. Because if the person really trusted in Hashem completely, bevadai loyhoyo mispached klal, the person would not be afraid of anything at all. Ki bevadai hakoil biad Hashem yisborach, because everything is in Hashem's hands. V'ho'oysher v'akovoid milafonav yisborach, and wealth and respectability, it's all in Hashem's hands. Vim yirtz Hashem yisborach shiye oni, and if Hashem wants me to be poor, bevadai lo yuchoy lishmor esatzmoy b'shum oifen. There's nothing I can do. I can put 30 locks on my safe. I can stay up all night reading all the books about which is the best investment. It ain't gonna help. If Hashem has made a decision that I should lose $1 million or 100, I'm gonna lose it, no matter how hard I try to hold on to it. V'chein lehepach, and so to the reverse. If Hashem wants a person to have money, there are people who are the furthest thing possible that you would imagine from qualifying to be wealthy. And yet Hashem decided, for whatever reasons, this one got it through inheritance, this one got it through an accident, all kahuna, all kinds of things, ways that if Hashem wanted to put a couple of $1 million in someone's pocket, Hashem was able to do it. Rakhu mechuyev lasik be'eze esik u'masn matan. It's just that a Jew, a human being, most of us, are required to do some kind of business, some kind of work. V'Hashem yizborach hatoiv beinov yaseh. And Hashem will decide how much money. It's not whether my boss gives me the raise or doesn't give me the raise, he likes me, she doesn't like. That's not what's going to decide how much money. Hashem will decide how much money I should have. Uman de yohiv chaya, yohiv mezayna. The Gemara says, the one who gives life, gives parnasa. Nimtza, we conclude therefore, kisheyesh loy bitochein b'Hashem yisborach. When a person has real trust in Hashem, ve'einoy doyeg klal, mayoy chalamochor, and the person does not worry at all about what they're going to eat tomorrow, how they're going to manage tomorrow's expenses, Zehu Iker Huashirus. That's the definition of a wealthy person, a person who has everything. Bebechinas, as the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, chapter 4, Ezehu Oshir Hasoimeach Bechelkoi. Who is considered rich? A person who is happy with what he has. I'm dressed today. I had breakfast this morning. I'm probably going to have lunch waiting for me. Everything's okay. I'm not lacking in anything. Everything's perfect. And there's nothing to worry about. Ki ein loy shum daigo upachad klal. The person has no worry, no fear at all whatsoever. Ki hu batuach b'Hashem yisborach. He is totally confident and trusts completely in Hashem. Ki bevadai lo yazvenu loylam. Hashem will never let me fall. Hashem will never let go of me. Ki kishe'eino yidoyeg ma yoychal amochor. Because if a person is not worried about what they're going to have tomorrow to eat, Nimtza she'ein lo yirois hanafulois. It means this person does not have any misplaced fears, any wrong kind of fears. Vazai hayiro oilo l'shorosho, which means that the fear is all going to is being directed to the proper place. V'nishlam hadas, and the das is being bishleimus. Vazai bevadai ein choser l'shum dover. And then the Gemara says, if your das is bishleimus, then you're not lacking anything. Ki das koniso machosata. The Gemara says, if you have acquired das, what are you lacking? Bechinas ki ein machsor li reyov. As the pasuk says, those who fear Hashem are lacking nothing, nothing at all. So we see it's these two things, the yira and the das, which go together, which are interacting with each other. That's shleimus. Nimtza she'ikar hu'anius hu'machmas chisorin habitochin. So therefore, the whole concept of a person feeling that they're lacking, that I don't have everything I need, is all based on a lack of bitochin. Shehu b'chinas yiras nefulois, which is another form, which is one of the forms of a fallen fear. Shemachmazeh hu tzorech lovoi l'choivois v'halvois. That's what leads people to borrow money. You need to borrow money for. You have 10 cents in your pocket. What's wrong? What do you mean? But what am I going to do for supper? For supper, is Hashem, if Hashem is around, you're going to have supper. What's the problem? You don't need my 50 bucks to go buy. If Hashem wants you to have supper, you're going to have supper. There's no problem. And if Hashem doesn't want you to have dinner, I can give you 500 bucks and you ain't going to have dinner. Chas Shom, you'll be in a hospital, you'll be somewhere else. You won't have that dinner. Exactly. And again, a person who's borrowing becomes indebted. He becomes a slave, a servant to the one who he borrowed from. He acquires a master for himself. Now I owe him. And this is also an example of Yiras Nefulois, Mashiyarei Me'odoin, the fear that he has for that person now, that he owes money to. Ki hu gam kein yesh loy odoin, because this person also has a master, Dainu Amalva, which is the person he borrowed the money from, V'yorim imenu b'choleis, and he's afraid all the time, pen yovoi v'yidbenu, that the guy's going to come banging on my door saying, where's my money? I need the money. Kederach kol mi shechayev choyvois. Like all people who owe monies, shehumolei daigas, they're usually always worrying, umisyorei mecholeis mizman apiroin shememashu shlovoi. And they're always afraid of the clock that's ticking. Uh-oh, it's almost time that I have to give back that money. What am I? Nimtza, shekol hahalvois, sheim b'chinas anius b'chinas avdus, heim b'chinas yiras nefulois. So Rav Nosson Zal says, I've just shown you that all types of loans, you know, when people borrowing money, it's an example of poverty. That's a type, a form of poverty, a form of servitude, a form of yira nefula. V'hamalve yesh loy koyach hamishpot lohoitzi halvo miyad aloy ve'bemishpot. And the Torah has given the lender the power through mishpat, through justice and judgment, through the legal court system, to be able to extract that money from the borrower through mishpat. And by getting his money back, the yira nefula is plugged back into where it belongs. Everything is reset. And therefore, when the lender who has the authority, who has the legal right, when he says to the borrower, to the borrower, that I want you to give that money to a third party, nikne miyad b'maymat shloshton, in the presence of all three, that transaction takes place real time, immediately. Ki kol ze machmas koyach hamishpot. This is all based on that legal right. Because again, this is that power of mishpat which the lender has over the borrower to be able to get his money back. And al yidei ze yesh loy koyach ba'amira bi'alma. That mishpat gives him the power just by saying it, just by saying, give the money to Levi, limsur tviyosei v'choyve shesh bad aloyva, to give over his claim and the debt, which is in the hands of Shimon, lemosroi lelevi, to give it over to Levi. Ki takeif kishehimcho elov, oile hayira al yidei mishpat el adas. Because the moment that that declaration has been made, the yira has been elevated through mishpat to das. Because the lender in this case is the master of mishpat. He's the one who has the court on his side. He's the authority. He has the right to demand that the borrower come to court. And the borrower who owes this debt, the implication is that this borrower has something he has to fix. He has to repair the yira nefula, which led him to borrow money, which led him to feel poor, that he's lacking. That's what led him to borrow money, to become in debt. And this third party to whom they're transferring that debt, that piece of money, now is being transferred to the third party, who bebechinas hadas. He represents the das here. Ki kol ma she'odam koine, hu bebechinas hadas. Because a person who is acquiring is in a state of das. Bechinas das konisa, as the Gemara says. Das acquire. Das means acquiring everything. Ki kol ma she'odam koine, nisroimeim v'nisracheiv daitoi, ki yadua b'chush. Because each time a person acquires something, he has expansion of the mind. Person bought a new house, bought a new car, he has archovas hadas. We know the Gemara tells us, shloisha dvorim marchivin daito shelodom, that there are three things that give person archovas hadas: expansiveness of the mind, a good wife, a good home, good kalim, good possessions. V'nisrachiv daito kedinuchush, u'kishezoich eliknois kol oh. But hold on a second, this contradicts what we said earlier. Didn't we say earlier that the more things you acquire, the more worries you have, the more insecurity, the more lack of das? Rav Nosson Zal adds the twist here. U'kishezoiche liknois kol hakinyonim digdusha bishvil avoidas Hashem yisborach be'emes. When a person sees to it that everything they acquire in this world, it's not for me. I'm not buying a shirt for me. I'm buying a shirt to serve Hashem, to go to shul and wear this shirt when I daven to Hashem, or to buy a shirt for Shabbos, or to buy a shirt l'kavod Rosh Chodesh or l'kavod Yom Tov. When a person sees to it that every acquisition that he makes in life is associated with holiness, it's for the purpose of serving Hashem, be'emes, and the person's honest about it. He's not making, oh yeah, I need this Rolls Royce to serve Hashem, I need this, you know. Person's being honest that everything they acquire is only to be able to serve Hashem and give respect for Hashem, Nisroimem daitoi digdusha ideze. Then everything, every single acquisition he makes, gives him harchova sadas. It doesn't give him worries, doesn't more worries. That's if you have the wrong kind of money. If your money is cursed, if you have yiras nefulis and everything, then the more you have, the worse off you have. But when a person has the das bishleimus, every single new thing they acquire makes them feel good and happy. They're happier about themselves. They're happier about their family. They buy something for their wife. I'm so happy that Hashem gave me the privilege of buying this for my wife to bring joy to her, to increase the shalom bayis. This will make her want to do mitzvahs more. When that's the focus, ulehefech, lehefech has v'shalom. And if the person is acquiring things for the opposite reasons, then they'll see the opposite results. Nimtza, we conclude therefore, kishahamalve, shehu balamishbot, maknet v'yosei lahashlishi b'maymat shloshton, when the lender, who is the person who has the legal authority here, when he decides to transfer that authority to a third party in the presence of all three, nase b'china anal, he achieves this result that Rabbein Azal speaks about over there in the Kutumran, she'oile hayira el hadas al yidei amishpot. He has elevated the yira nefula, which led Shimon to borrow money. He has elevated now that to das, to Levi, whose das has grown by his acquiring this $100 or whatever it is. And Reuven did it with his power of mishpot, with his legal right. Shaydeze nishlam hadas. This led to a completion of das. Val korchacho bevadai nikne miyad b'maymat shloshtan b'li kinyan acher. And therefore, at that moment, nobody can pull out. Everybody is committed. Everybody's locked in. Without Levi touching the money has become his. It's Levi's money. Shimon must give it to Levi. Reuven has no more claim. All of that has gone into effect. Because in doing it this way, this led to a shleimus hadas, shekol hakinyonim sheboilam hemaydeze, whereby all kinyonim in the world are about das. So here you don't need the physical kinyon. The kinyon was affected through the das, al yidei heoras hadas. Through oras hadas, that's how all kinyonim are affected. We'll hold it over here for now.